This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump has promised a, quote, big, big free trade agreement with Britain once that country leaves the European Union in 2019. But the British cabinet is split over this issue. Some ministers believe that Britain should clinch a deal with the U.S. at any cost. As Stephen Beard reports, others are more cautious. They fear that a deal could usher in some American farm produce currently banned in Europe that could undermine British food standards.
American beef treated with growth hormone. And American chickens washed with chlorine. The Brits reject them, mostly on animal welfare grounds. Nick Dearden is with campaign group Global Justice Now. He claims that washing dead chickens with chlorine to kill bacteria implies a lower standard of animal husbandry.
What it means is those chickens can be kept in less sanitary conditions while they're alive, and they can be slaughtered in less sanitary conditions.
And former head of Britain's Food Standards Agency, Lord Krebs, says there's a similar objection to American hormone-fed beef.
In this country, we're used to seeing beef cattle grazing outside in a sort of natural situation, whereas in the US, they're raised in intensive rearing pens and they're given hormones to make them grow faster.
More efficient, maybe, but probably less fun for the cattle. The U.S. farm lobby dismisses this as protectionist and hypocritical. Is there really any difference between British chicken factory farming and the American version? The big fear, though, says Nick Dearden, is that a free trade deal will unleash a tidal wave of cheap American imports.
How on earth can you compete as a British farmer with some of the incredible mass-scale agriculture that takes place in the United States?
He and other critics fear that a free trade deal with the US could trigger a race to the bottom, with plummeting food prices dragging down animal welfare and even food quality. Tim Lang, a professor of food policy.
Britain in the European time has ratcheted up its standards. There's a Europeanisation of culinary culture, and we're going to see whether it becomes a McDonaldisation of culture.
Britain's farm minister says we will not dilute our standards in pursuit of any trade deal, but the trade minister has been less emphatic. He said a decision on this issue is a long way off. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.